And we're back. What's up, beautiful people? How you doing today? Welcome back to the End Zone Club, where, as always, we have conversations that are designed to push you from walking in potential to actually fulfilling your purpose. Now that I got that out the way, just wanted to say again, welcome back to the End Zone Club, where it's been over a month since our last episode. So you know there's been a lot that's happened, which I'll fast forward and get you guys caught up on. But before we do that, just want to always give a shout out to our faithful listeners who find time throughout their busy schedules, their times, their days, to include us on their schedule, because why? We are on their minds. With that being said, guys, hey, today's topic, just want to jump straight into it. And I'm going to talk about the power of perseverance. The power of perseverance. We're on the opposite side of the NFL draft. Don't know how your team done. But as a 49er fan, I do have to offer a little bit of conjecture, because my team took me by surprise. In the third round, after not having a pick in the first round or a pick in the second round, we found time to draft a field goal kicker. Now, anybody of traditional football minds know that the individual fan does not view football players as kickers. Or should I say kickers as football players? I think that's a little more correct. Because the kicker of all of the players on the field, all of the players on the team that are attached to the 53-man roster, the kicker seems to have the least amount of time spent actually on the field. However, we know that a lot of the fate of the balance of games do weigh in the hands of the kicker. Oftentimes we see games, many games, being decided by 7 points or less. So the extra points and that last second field goal to win the game is in the hands of the kicker. Now you may ask, why would I start this conversation off today talking about a field goal kicker? Well, again, may not even be really a football player. The reality of a field goal kicker is that, like many of us, we put them in pressurized situations to see how they perform and if, with the game on the line, do they sink, do they falter, do they freeze, or with ice water in their veins, do they line the ball up between the uprights, kick it through, ball game. That analogy may not mean much to those of you who do not watch the game of sports, but life always takes the same trajectory that sports takes on in our society. A lot of times, I don't know if you guys have ever been in a situation where you needed something done right now. Maybe you had a goal. Maybe you had even worse, a deadline. I don't know what it is about deadlines, but they bring out the worst sense of pressure, because you know that once this clock strikes 12, wherever I am in said project, wherever I am in said affirmation of thing to be done, once that deadline hits, now it's out of my hands. That disturbs a lot of people. Well, I do have to say, I have had my back against the wall. My family has had their back against the wall in many different situations and circumstances, and this is not a new theme to many Americans, Chinese, Spanish, Italians, Africans. We all face the same course of life, where some days we have good days. That's where it seems like everything is going right. And then we have some days where could be better, but it definitely have seemed worse. Then you have the days which are neither the good days or the meh, but they're more like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for better days to come. I was looking at one of my daughters, my oldest daughter to be exact. You know, I've talked about on this platform how ambitious my daughter seemed to be. We have been blessed. We've been blessed, my wife and I. We've been blessed with a set of kids that You know, the oldest is 23, the youngest is almost 2. So we have a wide range in between, a gap. But in this period of time, the oldest is getting ready to graduate from college with a bachelor degree, and the youngest is still deciding if candy tastes good in the cup holder of her seat. But over this time, we've been blessed not to have kids that have been in trouble, fights in school, suspended, kids born before time, whatever, however you put it, no major illnesses, diseases, no broken bones. So by God's grace, we are thankful, because honestly, it's only by God's hands of protection that we can boast a testimony. It's not like we figured out what it takes to raise successful kids. A lot of people may make you think they've got it all figured out, but I don't care how you raise a child. You have to put them in God's hands, regardless of how you raise them. I've seen very phenomenal kids that have come out of very bad and dark situations. We have seen some very terrible citizens of society that came from very ideal situations. So I always say that, God, I honor you for blessing us in a position where our kids are okay. But with my oldest daughter, she has a mind for business. She always has a business idea. Football camp a few years ago, she decides to get up, knew I had some memorabilia for sale. She sits at the table all day and she's talking to people that's walking by, hey, would you like to buy a picture? And what the pictures are, they're like edited pictures of the football players. She's selling them for small donations and keeping the exchange, the proceeds for herself. Now, I'm encouraged when I see kids that, instead of just always, daddy, can I have, daddy, can I have, she's actually going out and getting it. Same with my middle girl. Through time, they've had several design businesses that have had good moments, i.e. selling jewelry. I've seen them selling polymer-related jewelry, earrings, bracelets, charms, necklaces, pendants. And when I see them trying to create businesses, of course, I'll, as a dad is supposed to do, get behind them and encourage, hey, my coworkers, let them know that, hey, my daughters are selling bracelets, $3 a pop. How would you like to do? How would you like to buy? How would you like to support? And typically, most people see kids doing something positive. It's got a small selling point, $3. Hey, I'll get one. It doesn't hurt, right? You can't even get a Whopper for $3 anymore. But what my oldest daughter was doing, a new business idea she had, where now they're into crocheting and making purses and different things. And however, this particular idea wasn't really taking off like her jewelry or like the pictures that she was selling at the football camp or some of the other things she was doing. And I noticed she started getting a little discouraged, as is customary when we're trying to build something or we're trying to get involved with something or trying to get something off the ground, and it feels like nobody's recognizing and nobody's getting behind it, nobody's encouraging you. They're walking by you versus stopping at your booth and, you know, patronizing, all these sorts of things. So one day I know there was a conversation her and I had, as well as her mother's had many good conversations with her, but I was just letting her know that, hey, good things come to those who wait. Sometimes when you are going through these periods, right, where things don't seem to be going as planned, it's like, I've seen this all the time. People will go to school. I had a cousin, went to school. When they were getting the idea together of how much money they could make if they were to go into this particular field and begin to do research on what program they would take, somehow they saw the vision, but they didn't see the individual parts. It's like they saw the trees, but they didn't see the leaves. And one of the leaves that was on this particular tree that would present a challenge to my cousin was math. Some of you guys know where I'm getting at. Some people it's PE, some people it's English, it's science or algorithms, whatever courses are giving you problems. Sometimes you don't see that from the onset, that sometimes there is a period of adaptation to whatever vision you're going after. So as she's discouraged and she is saying, daddy, I'm just not going to do this anymore, I encourage her. Why don't you just wait it out? Why don't you just keep getting better at your craft? Why don't you take this time to come up with some new ideas, or maybe to re-engage some people who have supported you in the past and see, hey, would you be willing to support me now? So I notice every day we're coming home, actually both of our girls have been crocheting every day we come in and spending a lot of time in it. Well, as time fast forwards and progresses into the story, there was a competition that was launched in our community, basically trying to spur entrepreneurship and fresh ideas in our community. And it was tiered for different age groups. So you have, like, you know, upper age group for more seasoned individuals, maybe some people that have some ideas, but, you know, has a business, but they may be lacking the investment to take that said business to the next level, small business, and, you know, different tiers down to her tier, which was like the young comers, the newcomers, the kids, the young adults. This is where she's at. So she enters said competition, and unbeknownst to her, that day she was going to walk out as the winner of this competition. And as one of the prizes of winning, you know, they give her a big check. She takes a picture. When I say big check, you know how, just like on The Price is Right, when you win the category, they come out with the photo op. They take a big picture. But she walked away with her, for her business, with an investment that was able to encourage her. You see what I'm saying? Encourage her for the hard work that she had put in. And it's just crazy. As a parent, I was probably more proud of my little girl for her perseverance and dedication to her vision, you know, that was dedicated to, through the dark times, through the disappointments, that she did not stop. What she didn't see was what lie ahead of her was somebody else that would see the importance of her vision and give her something that she'll always be able to look back on. We all need those kinds of stepping stones in life. We all need those kind of building blocks where we have pushed through challenges, where we have overcome obstacles, where we have wondered, my God, I have this deadline. How is this going to happen? And somewhere in there, God provides the caveat. Here you go. I heard your prayer before you even called. With, there's no greater building block in life than us experiencing the trying of our faith and ultimately the manifestation for the thing we were praying and hoping God for. That is one of the greatest calls in life. But sometimes it takes perseverance on our behalf to come to the door of importunity and not just once, but twice, three, four, five, six, seven times, we say in my community, but to keep knocking until that door opens. Now, I've talked about this on a prior podcast, but doors are all activated. Doors of opportunity are all activated by different manners. Some doors you have to knock. Knock. Somebody stands at the door as a gatekeeper, and they either let you in or they close the door back in your face. That's some kind of door. So sometimes if you're knocking on a door of opportunity and it doesn't seem to be opening, then do know that maybe it leads to the second door. There are some doors that are motion activated. If you have ever been to the mall, sometimes these doors swing by, open different ways. It takes you walking into a certain proximity of that door for it to catch your motion, and it opens up, right? That's where we are with some opportunities. Some doors are not going to open for you until you get up, make some motion walking that way, and it detects your motion, which is obviously acted by faith. And what happens? It'll open to you. The next door, because I'm not here to preach, are some are activated by code alone. It means you have the authority to walk through this door. When somebody comes up to your garage, if they don't have a key, do they have access to the keypad? Sometimes that's where we are now. We have great ideas about things we want, but we haven't actually done the necessary steps for being able to push the key. I remember many times praying that God would put in my hands blessed jobs, or give me more opportunity, or put me in greater circles of networking. But what it required from me is to show that I was ready to push these buttons. There were things in the military that we're trusted with, but first, you're not given access to this until you have shown that you are a trustworthy individual. It's only fair. It's only fair that you be of a competent mind, that you be determined, that I deserve this. I know I said four doors, but I really only wanted to talk about three because I didn't want to take all day of your time giving all of these big old filled with, you know, sometimes people get a little dry when they just, it gets dry, should I say, when you're listening to people, they're just going on and on and on. It's relevant information to them, but to you, sometimes you wonder, how does this apply to me? I want you to look at just the access that is granted by these three different types of movement, some from knocking, some from motion, some from having the knowledge of which buttons to press that opens these doors, and wonder, how can I apply this to my life? Ultimately, at the end of the day, I wanted to also encourage those of you that are facing backs against the wall, that are praying, that are asking, that are burning the midnight oil to get finished with school, burning the midnight oil to cram knowledge in my head so that I can get ready for this test, that if I test it, it's going to change the trajectory of my family. It's going to give us more opportunity. It's going to open doors for me that maybe I've never had. I was listening to LeBron James, whose son, oldest, I believe it's his oldest son, Bronny, was accepted into USC, University of South California, to play basketball. And there are a lot of pundits that are back and forth. Oh, he's got the talent. Oh, he doesn't. He'll never go further than this or that. But LeBron had a different view of the moment. He was excited because his son was getting ready to do something in life that he never did, and that was to go to college. There are some doors that God opens to you that some people may not see the purpose and why they should be happy for you at this next level of promotion. They may not be happy for you in this God-ordained relationship. They may not be happy for you in this manifestation of God's favor over your life that undoubtedly is getting ready to manifest. But you have to maintain sight for why you walk through certain doors. With that said, as a proud father, I am proud of what my daughter has done. I am proud of what all of my kids have done, all of the accomplishments. But sometimes you can't just be happy for you and your family alone. You have to be able to just see the good in others and encourage them also along the way to say, guess what? The hard work you're putting in now, it's worth the while. Sometimes when your back is against the wall and you're tired and maybe you fail at a few things, it pays for somebody to come along and say, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. I remember going to college, got my associate degree, went in the workforce, started working, was working at Coca-Cola, and I was thinking in my mind, hey, in order for me to go to this next level of life where I can make a little more money, maybe get into management, I need to finish my bachelor degree. So I went back to school at the University of Phoenix in Birmingham. They actually had a physical campus. And I was doing class at night from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Lacked the discipline necessary to work all day and do schooling at night, and ultimately flunked out of college. At that time, it's like my mind, you know, I would give credit to the devil, but there were thoughts that were negatively building and impacting my mind that made me feel like, because you didn't complete this goal, that you're not gonna make the kind of money you wanted out of life. However, I will say other doors presented themselves in the right time. And when they did, I was a little more mature this time. I was a little more disciplined, a little more focused on what it took this time around to push these keys that would unlock this door. Furthermore, I guess I need to go ahead and tell you guys that some doors require keys. That was really the fourth door. They require keys. Some doors are locked because you don't have the access. There were some things you have to know how to get in there and turn it a certain way. I learned that because I failed out of college and had to talk to principals and administrators. Well, not really principals, but who sits in that position of authority, and let them know, hey, I'm sorry that I failed this class. This is why you should let me back in. But now, when you're in college, sometimes there are FAFSAs involved or student loans involved. And sometimes they're not going to just give money for you to be down there messing around. They want to know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know what I'm saying. But I made that mistake, and it was something I had to own up to. And it was a worthwhile mistake, but there were many nights instead of me burning the midnight oil, I was on the phone, I was on the computer, I was on MySpace. I'm planning on going out of town and hanging out with some friends. I want to go down to Atlanta and go watch a football game. Go watch a Braves game. Those were the sorts of things. Oh, I'm going to go down and hang out at World of Coke. I'm going to see some of my classmates I hadn't seen in a couple of years. That was where my mind was at. But little did I know how important any of that was to my failure versus my success, because a lot of the places I was hanging around at, I don't even have pictures now to show the fun I had or the memories I had from those moments. You know, sometimes my team's lost. Was it worth it? Was it worth the money I could have been making if I had just put myself forward? But again, those aren't things I knock myself about, but I wanted to talk about the power of perseverance, because I fell off that horse, but I had to get back up. I had to now ask God for his grace and mercy to, you know, open these opportunities back up to do some other things, and they have come. And we are doing more. We are making better than we've ever made. Not saying I'm rich, because I'm far from it. But when you come from nothing, when you come not growing up with a silver spoon in your mouth, and maybe you've had to farm a little bit just to make sure you had enough food in the home to feed your family, when God presents these opportunities to you now, it makes it more sweet to the occasion. So for you guys, do know that your day is coming. You might be looking at a little bit of rain in your forecast. You might have had a little thunderstorm, but I promise if you keep moving, your exit is up ahead. Hey, I just want to let you guys know I appreciate you. I thank you guys for listening to this podcast. We've been in existence now for what, almost 2 years now? So just being able to still be here is a blessing. Just a vision, it's a blessing to ministry. I am nothing without you guys, but by God's help, he has connected us with the right ear. So if you're listening to this podcast, I encourage you to like, share, rate, subscribe it. Get it in the ears of some of your friends which need to hear this content. Most importantly, do know that everything you donate to this podcast goes towards the work we do in the community. Actually, 1 month, 3 days from now, we are doing a very big free football camp in the city. Former NFL players will be coming down. We'll be not only teaching some hands-on skills, but we're going to also talk to them about life. Not only that, but also we are hosting a mini college fair with this football camp, and we are anticipating also being able to give school supplies back to the kids. So football is the vehicle that's driving football camp, is the vehicle that's driving people in. But because we have our heart for community, we do have some resources we want to put in the hands of those who needs it. At the end of the day, you do know that the good you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. We talk about this all the time, but that is the power of perseverance. Been very, very, very visible in the community doing what we do. This is not our first rodeo. Actually, here in this city, the first back-to-school event that I helped to host and bring and give school supplies was back in 2012. Did it for a few years here. Prior to that, did it in Birmingham, 2009. So here we are, 14 years later. God has really brought me back to that and said, that, hey, incorporate this in with what you're doing. So guys, by your support, all of this is possible. I don't take it lightly when people hear our vision and are willing to support. Some people can't get behind the idea of using football as a ministry or sports as a ministry, but what about school supplies? What about college fairs? I do know there is a component to college that can be predatory with the loans, but what about if I can put in our hands the kid or in the hands of the kids just this idea of trade schools? I am a strong proponent in trade education. I am an alumni of one of the biggest trade industrial health occupational organizations in the United States. So I am a proponent of that. And I support the mission, preparing leadership for the world of work. But sometimes when it comes to kids, we got to give them the opportunity. We got to give them the information. And then it's up to them to decide. But anyway, with that being said, guys, I'm going to get out your hair. This is another episode of the End Zone Club. do know that you have blessed my day. I look forward to hearing from some of you. Send me an email at Anthony Mitchell, ANTHONYMITCHELL01@gmail.com. Talk to me. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. And also drop in the body maybe some things you'd like for us to talk about. Maybe some guests you love to hear in the show. Maybe some testimony types you would like to hear. Until next time, be blessed.